And in Tehran, a classic play is getting a warm reception. It resonates with Iranians facing economic sanctions that are aimed at keeping the country from making nuclear weapons. It's being staged at a time when there's hope of ending a generations-long stalemate with the West that leaves them waiting. NPR's Deborah Amos has more.
In downtown Tehran, at the National Theater, a hit play seems to capture the mood of the country.
Five actors in white with black top hats and black shoes. This is Waiting for Godot in Tehran.
This iconic play by Samuel Beckett dramatizes endless waiting in vain for someone named Godot. This version in Farsi is packed each night. Three young college friends say they loved it.
Yeah, it was so good.
And you?
Yes, of course.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It's really about this whole country. Everybody's waiting.
Yeah, kind of. We can think about it that way. Waiting for Godot is just our hopes for future, and we never reach it.
The pessimist is Shada Mejani, a finance major, but her friend, Nadar Safri, says the parallels to Waiting for Godot are not quite right.
It's not a good comparison, I think.
Because you want something to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Hope has made a comeback in Iran. You can also hear it at the Grand Bazaar, an ancient market of small shops and crowded alleys. Amir Farhat sells carpets to international clients. His business dried up because sanctions block most international banking transactions.
We can say the sanction is very... Iranian economic is very disaster.
Since January, when the six-month nuclear deal took effect, the economy has revived somewhat. The national currency has stabilized along with prices. In recent weeks, at least three Iranian supertankers have set sail after a year at home ports. The carpet salesman? He's encouraged, convinced all international sanctions will be lifted in the coming years.
Just make a hope. Just economy is the same, but all of the people find a little hope.
Iran got a psychological boost from the nuclear agreement, explains Ruzveh Peruz.
How are you? Very nice to meet you.
He runs an investment firm in the Iranian capital, but economically, he says, Iran is still in limbo.
You know, it's a country with such vast potential, but we have to hope that it doesn't always remain a country with vast potential, that at some stage the potential is realized. You know, a lot of Iranians are just waiting for that moment when they can just really get on with things.
Barriers remain. For example, it's still nearly impossible to transfer money. So international trade is constrained despite a swarm of European trading delegations recently in the capital. A long-term end to the sanctions is crucial, says Peruz.
Two-thirds of our population is under the age of 40. We have a lot of young people in this country. They need jobs, they need opportunity, they need income to be able to build their lives. The government recognizes that unless it does that, you know, we're faced with a major problem.
The newly elected president, Hassan Rouhani, has promised an economic revival. He's said to be a pragmatic cleric with deep roots in Iran's Islamic Revolution. That gives him credibility, even among conservatives, as he reaches out to reformers. The vote last year opened the way for the most serious nuclear talks in years. Syed Lelez, an economist and a reformer, says Rouhani is the only politician who can end the wait and write that final act of the hit play.
Mr. Rouhani, for me, is Mr. Godot, and he is coming.
He came, actually.
Kevan Harris agrees. He's an Iran scholar from Princeton, recently in Tehran.
He is the right man for the right time as far as Iranian politics goes.
Rouhani's hardline critics have done their best to sow suspicion over talks with the U.S., but his election reflected support for engagement with the West.
He seems to be a lot better at keeping and maintaining a large political coalition, which to do anything in Iran, you need a coalition to do it. You can't just make a decision and it happens.
President Rouhani will have to keep his coalition on board for the next round of nuclear talks when even tougher compromises are expected. Meanwhile, Iran, like the characters in Godot, are waiting. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Weekend Edition, Deborah Amos describes how sanctions play out in Iran, where some medicines have been hard to find, but iPads can be found.